Sebastian Janikowski had one of the greatest careers and still in progress that I've seen up close with the silver and black. He's played in the most games in Raider history, and he's the all-time leader in points scored, and he joins us on Fox Sports Radio. Sebastian, thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. What's up, JT? How you doing?
Really good. And let's begin by talking about the last week or so with your statement to the Raider Nation, Mark Davis and the Raider Nation speaking back to you with their classy statement. Emotionally, what's the last week been like for you and your family?
Well, it's been emotional. You know, I came out with my statement. You know, it was a mutual agreement. And, you know, I've been there so long that, you know, it's like a family. Raiders, Oakland, and family. The nation is my family. That's most important.
Yeah, one of the big takeaways, Sebastian, this week was the fact that in sports, and you've been doing this a long time, typically when a relationship ends on the field or on the basketball court or on the baseball diamond, it doesn't end this way mutually with this much passion and love and just a friendship overall. Is that fair?
Oh, it's definitely fair. I mean, you know, Al Davis, Mark Davis, you know, they always treat me well. The Raider Nation always treating well, and, you know, I'll try and represent them.
Yeah, you did that in the greatest of ways. I want to begin with our audience to talk about your early life in Poland as a little boy with your family. And what was it like, and what were your early goals as an athlete?
Well, the goal was to play soccer at first, but it was rough. I mean, it wasn't easy. You know, my dad was here in the United States, me and my mom in Poland, so the long relationship thing, that didn't help, but it wasn't hard. It was really hard on me.
Were you one of those kids at a young age that would stay out until it was dark and then get up early and get out with your friends and play sports? How passionate were you for soccer early on in your life?
I was playing everything, tennis, soccer, basketball. My mom always, you know, she always have to call me in, like, come in, have some sandwich or something, because I was always out there playing something.
Sebastian Janikowski is our guest. Now, you came on my radar when you went to Florida State, and you were kicking in so many big games. You were on television. You're playing for an unbelievable, legendary coach for a tremendous program. Talk about the bridge from Poland to Florida State, and what was that like at that stage as a young man learning your way in the United States?
You know, the transformation was really hard, because when I come here, I was 16, and, you know, you're just learning. You didn't know any language. I couldn't speak any English. Then, you know, you go high school and then college and play for Bobby Bowden was, you know, it was amazing.
It must have been pretty incredible when you made that transition from high school to Florida State to be kicking in rivalry games in such big stadiums, especially at home and on the road. Was that the first big taste that you had as a kicker with real pressure?
I think that just prepared me for the NFL, obviously, because, you know, Florida State is a university that is always out there, it's always big. It prepared me mentally and physically to get in the league, you know, and kicking the big field goals.
And what was it like socially and academically back then? I mean, you like to have a good time like everyone in college. That's a pretty big college with a lot of friends and a bunch of teammates to have a really good time.
Way young, you always don't have a good time. That's, you know, that's always happens. But hey, Florida State, you know, they helped me out. Bobby Bowden always stick with me, and he helped me a lot.
So then you get on Al Davis's radar and the Raiders' radar when it comes to playing in the NFL. And I was lucky enough to be outside the war room at the Raider facility when they handed me a card with your name on it as I was hosting the draft on the radio, and you were the first-round pick. Can you talk me through that when Al Davis first reached out to you, or you had an understanding? You're a great kicker, but there was a chance you could end up in the first round with the Raiders.
No, the thing is that the Raiders never actually know talked to me before the draft. That just, it was kind of a surprise to me. And Al Davis just took a chance on me. And Mark Davis now, you know, the whole family, I want to thank them for taking a chance on me, because I think, you know, I give him whatever I got.
Sebastian, that's interesting. You go from playing college football nationally, you end up in Oakland, and we'll get to the coach, John Gruden, and what was waiting for you there. When you got there, who were the first guys to reach out to you? Who were those first teammates that were your mentors when you were a rookie?
Oh, it was definitely Rich Gannon. I mean, they put my locker was right next to Rich Gannon, so he kind of take me under his wings. You know, he always talked to me and told me how to be a pro and stuff like that.
So you come to the Raiders in 2000, you lose in the AFC Championship game to Baltimore, you're a part of the Tuck Rule game in 2001, you kick in the Super Bowl after the 2002 season.
I just want to make it straight, the Tuck Rule, that was a fumble.
Well, obviously.
Okay.
So you come into all these games, and you're kind of spoiled out of the gate. You're playing on a really good team that's ascending in this league. Right. And talk about pressure. Take me back to the Super Bowl and the nerves that you had on that day.
No, just we have such a veteran team that year. So, you know, I was a young guy. I was looking up to Tim Brown and, you know, Rich Gannon. They always helped me out a little bit. But going in the Super Bowl, you know, I don't feel any pressure. I felt like, you know, just another game. So I enjoyed it.
Sebastian Janikowski is our guest. Were you a little, I wouldn't say spoiled at that time, but did you think you were always going to go back to the playoffs early in your career because that's what was happening?
Years, it seems really like, oh my goodness, you know, going to be in playoffs every year, and then 13 years later, hadn't made the playoffs.
Yeah, I want to get into some of those lean years because what I think makes you so unique as a legendary Raider is you played in big games like many Raiders before you, but then you went through one of the leanest times in the history of the organization, but you were loyal to the Raider organization and they were loyal to you. And when you were drafted, you got first round money when first round money really mattered. Was the loyalty there because you were making a lot of money and it was a good fit and you were kicking at a high level? It was just the right fit to continue to re-sign?
No, the loyalty is always going to be there and always will. I mean, Raiders is going to be always going to be my home team. And, you know, it just worked out that way. I mean, I know the 13 years that we struggled a little bit, but I think John coming in right now, he's going to change that whole thing.
Yeah, you talked about John Gruden early in your career, the tough love, and you mentioned that, the fact that he was, you know, good to you and hard on you on certain days. Going back, coming into the league, you played for 10 different head coaches. That must have been really difficult with the turnover. You're very good at this. You're prepared. That also is a record.
Yeah.
What was that like, the turnover with head coaches and having to build so many relationships?
No, it's tough. It's tough to, you know, you got new coaches every 2-3 years, whatever, coming in. But I think where John came in this year, you know, is going to be stable now. Actually, you know, he's going to put everything straight.
I want to ask you personally about the workouts that you've had throughout your career. I've seen you at training camp every year, and you come in and you're in shape. You're a bigger guy. You're lifting your upper body, your lower body. When did those insane workouts start for you? Was that before college? Was that back in Poland? Walk us through that.
No, actually, I always liked lifting weights. I was interested in lifting weights. But, you know, you got to be a professional. You come in, you can't be out of shape, you know, because there's a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, it's incredible to see how your leg always seemed to get stronger. I look at all these records that you had with the Raiders. Sebastian, what was it like in-game knowing that you could have been called on at any time at midfield and always have to be locked in? Because I stand near you by the sidelines, and you're always engaged before the game, during the game, knowing that your name could be called on. Was that part of your success, the focus you always had on game day?
You see, my focus is I always watch the game. I don't know, some kickers maybe sit on the bench or whatever they do. I'm always in the game. I want to see the interception. I want to see the great catch, great throw, or whatever it is. So I'm always interested in the game. So that keeps me really ready. And then, you know, just go into the net, kick a couple field goals, couple balls, and I'm ready to go.
I want to talk about your life and your maturity off the field. You came into the league, and again, you like to have a good time. Then you end up meeting your wife, and you have your three beautiful daughters. Can you talk about how you matured as a person, as a husband, and a father throughout your career?
My life changed, you know, when I met my wife. It changed everything. You know, like you say, early age, you know, young guy with a lot of money, whatever, and just, you know, I changed a lot.
I think that's really nice that you're sharing the success with your wife. She kind of guided you and grounded you at a time in your career when you were making a lot of money. You had a lot of pressure on you, and she was there to kind of guide you through this journey, huh?
Oh, she changed my life. Without her, I don't think we'd be speaking right now.
Well, that's the ultimate compliment you could say. As we wrap this up, Sebastian, there's a lot of Raider fans who are listening who would love for you to retire as a Raider, But then I'm seeing Tiger Woods play golf today in his 40s.
I'm watching right now on the Classic. I'm watching the replay.
There you go. You're a great golfer, too. Tom Brady's playing in a Super Bowl at the age of 40. Adam Vinatieri just signed a new contract extension. What are your goals going forward as a player?
No, as a player, you always want to play. I feel like I got at least 4 or 5 years left. But, you know, that's not my decision. And see what happens on March 14th.
Yeah, I would assume, is it fair to say that there are many teams, not several, many teams that would want your services because of your track record, your leg, your success, and how competitive this league is?
No, I mean, normally I start working out in the middle of April. I started working out 1.5 months ago. So it's, you know, I love to play the game. I love to be out there. You know, it's sad that I'm not going to be with the Raiders, but I'm just, you know, I love what I do.
We're wrapping it up with Sebastian Janikowski. I want to wrap this up with your passion towards fans. I've seen you sign autographs in the parking lot in Napa. You go out of your way to make these connections. And Sebastian, tell what's it feel like for you when you go to a game on the road and at home and you see the Stabler jerseys and the Plunkett jerseys and the Marcus Allen jerseys, but you see just as many Janikowski jerseys at home and on the road?
Fans are the greatest fan ever. I mean, they support me through the whole career. And like you say, you know, we home or on the road, they're always there. And it feels special.
Well, last question, the Davis family. You mentioned Al Davis and you touched on Mark. I wanted to talk about the bridge from Al Davis, who drafted you, to Mark Davis, now the owner of the team, and what the Davis family, Mrs. Davis, the whole family means to you.
No, it's a family. Like I say, you know, I put out a statement out there. It's going to be forever. It's just Al Davis, Mark Davis, the whole Davis family. They trust me. They're stuck with me. So it's never going to end.
Well, I'll tell you, I was there for all of it, and it's an honor to know you, to consider your friend. The career is incredible. Whatever you end up doing, you have a fan. You have millions of fans in the Raider Nation, and we wish you nothing but success with your family and your kids, and enjoy what's in front of you. We really appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate it. Thank you.